Honey, I'm home. So fun saying that. Oh my God. You really stink. No offense. No. It shouldn't be too surprising, I suppose. You have been sitting there in that chair for quite a long time now, and you haven't had a bath in, well, in memory. I think it's time we change that because you do smell. Can you not smell that? Because, you know, I'm just stating the obvious. I didn't think you could smell this bad, but it's bath time, baby boy. Oh, don't give me that look. I mean, it's adorable, but your puppy eyes aren't going to save you from this bath, sweetie pie. Now you be still. I'm going to get out the key. Jingle, jingle. Bet you want this, don't you? I'm going to remove your foot restraints, but if you try to run away from me, I'm going to give you a very severe punishment after your bath. Understood? Okay, be still. One, two. Got those off of you. Okay, careful, baby boy. It's been a while since you've had your legs free. They might be a bit weak, so don't hurt yourself. Now, I'm not going to remove the cuffs on your arms. Can't have you completely free now, can we? Alrighty. Get up. Here we go. Oh, God, you stink. Ugh. Sorry. No, I still love you. You're still my very favorite. But it's true. Now, stand right there and let's get those filthy clothes off of you. Off with the clothes. Baby boy, I know you're shy. It's part of why I kidnapped you. But we have to do this because didn't I tell you I had cameras all over your old home? I did. I've seen you. I've seen every inch of you, so there's nothing to be ashamed of. You're not going to surprise me or anything. No need to feel embarrassed. Off with... Good God. I forgot how cute you were. A lickable. Well, if you were clean, turn on some water. And I'm going to cuff you to the shower door handle. Oh, you'll manage. Better not try anything funny.
I'll be right back.
I just gotta go get some clothes for you because, you know, don't want you to catch a cold walking around in the buff. Although it would be delicious eye candy for me. But, oh, don't you worry. I've plenty of your clothes, darling. I bought you some, but I almost made sure to pilfer your place when I picked you up. I did have this all planned out, after all. Be right back. Here I am. How are you doing? Oh, well, if you're cuffed like that, then obviously I might have to help you a bit. Don't pout. If you were a willing boyfriend for me, then you wouldn't need my help, now would you? You would be allowed to bathe without being restrained, but not today. We haven't reached that level of trust, but so you better not cause any trouble. Pass me the washcloth. That's right. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Okay, cutie, that's over. And you smell so much better now. Oh, I know. Let's get you dressed. I have another set of clothes for you. On they go. Boxers and pants. Well, they're pajama pants. You don't really need a shirt, do you? You look so adorable. Now let's get you back to your chair, shall we? Come on. Walk along. Your legs should feel a little looser now. I have to admit, I'm surprised you didn't want to be with me. I would have expected you would want a pretty girl like me to take care of you, clean you, bathe you, feed you. You don't even have to go to work anymore. Why did you resist? These are the deep questions that philosophers will ponder in years to come. Oh, I love you. I love you more than anything else in the world. I changed my mind. How about you come lay in the bed with me? Oh, because you're so cute. And I put you in pajamas and you smell adorable. Hmm? Well, come here. Hop in bed. Just gonna cuff your foot to the headboard. Oh, well, I did that because I can't risk you being stolen from me. I mean, it always seemed like you were fairly nervous around people, especially girls. But I couldn't take any chances. I needed to steal you for myself, sweetie pie. Oh, shh, 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 shh. I know it has been a stressful day for you. But it's okay. I'm gonna cuddle you. There. Oh, you're getting all flustered now. Shh, shh, shh. I promise it's all gonna be okay. One day you will love me back. Someday. And your life is gonna get so much easier after that. Yes. You haven't had to do anything. You just get to relax. Relax at home with me. It's a perfect dream, isn't it? I know. I've got you, baby boy. It's gonna be okay. Now, I guess we're gonna have to start scheduling a consistent bath for you, aren't we? Can't have that happen again. That was rough, and whew, you were right. Don't worry. I still love you, and I'm here for you. I'll be the best girlfriend you could ask for. Oh, I know you're sad. I know you miss your life. But I'm here for you, and I'm gonna take care of you forever. Love you. Shh. Shh. I know. Don't try to struggle. It's not worth it. Stop. Okay, I'm gonna put you to sleep for a bit. You just breathe in. Oh, sleep well, darling. Rise and shine! You're awake again. Oh, I had to do that because you, my naughty, naughty boyfriend, you were getting a little rowdy. Struggling is not okay. I will not tolerate it. Mm-mm, I am not a pushover. You have got to be good for me. Yes, yes. Oh, I want to give you more freedom, but you are making things so much harder than they have to be. You could be the happiest guy in the whole world, but you are resisting my love. You are resisting paradise. Oh, whatever. I still love you, and I know that one day you are going to love me back. I just want to keep you forever. I'm patient. I won't hurt you too much. I want to love you, spoil you, take care of you. But your resistance is starting to get on my nerves. It's really upsetting. I just wanted to show the love of my life that I would do anything for him. You're going to have to stop this, you know. Oh, I know you're scared. But look at me, I'm just so little. There's nothing to fear. And I love you. I'm gonna be here forever, darling. You're not leaving me. You're just gonna have to get used to this somehow. Oh, I know it won't be easy. It hasn't been easy, but I trust that you will come around eventually. I know your IQ. Ty, you'll figure it out. Oh, it's adorable that you still think you have a choice. Oh, listen, Linda. Do you not have any common sense? You're completely tied up in my bed. You're stuck here. You're not going to escape. You're going to be my darling boyfriend. That's matter. Now, I don't want you resisting anymore. I'll have to punish you if you keep up with that. Hurting your ankles and wrists on those restraints. You will be obedient. You will love me,
and you will be my boyfriend forever.
That's better. Now I think we should have just one nice cuddle session again. You're gonna be good, right?
Thank you. Such a good boy. Oh, I love you, my darling.